And I am delighted to have my first guest of the day on the line with me. You actually would have heard their song Deathbed just a couple of songs ago. They've released recently the LP Bank Woe. It is beautiful, it is touching, it is stunning. I'm, of course, talking about Albert River, who I have on the line with me right now. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Living the dream.
You sounded hesitant there for a second.
Yeah, there was a slight hiccup this morning with the phones, but we got over that.
That's technology. Doing its thing.
Yeah, that
is. I won't blame us for that, but we're now.
Correct.
How's life? Tell me, what's been going on?
Yeah, life's been interesting. I mean, I actually just finished doing a video with Vera Allard. I do some directing as well, and we did a fantastic shoot, and it was really fun. So that was cool.
Vera Allard is so much fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so much fun. And the track's really great. And we actually got to hire Meow, the venue.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. So it was quite fun having a sort of creative play in there. And yeah, it's cool.
So tell me, when you're not directing, you're... dealing to your own music, most recently Bank Woe. Congratulations, first of all.
Oh, thanks.
It's a stunning LP. It's very beautiful. You have quite the unique voice. Now, yeah, tell me about the journey of said LP.
Said LP is quite... different journey than other projects I've done. Just very, very personal, you know. But also, the process was just, I recorded it under Home Alone Records, and it's apropos because essentially I was recording at home most of the time. And I found that, 3 in the morning was the best time to tap into those very sensitive moments. I couldn't do it in a studio, you know what I mean? Like, I just couldn't kind of find that energy. So it was a sort of a process in, learning to do everything myself, setting up mics and studio, and basically the sort of law was that I just follow my own ear and hear what I want to hear kind of thing. And so it was quite empowering to be... part of that process, and essentially, played all the instruments on it, and it was very curated, so that was fun. And also, it took a very, very long time, many sort of years of just tinkering.
So really? Oh my God.
Yeah, other things to do, and the thing was I had to play the songs all the way through, but there's like hundreds and hundreds of demos. It could have been a 40-track album, by the time. So it was it sort of thinned itself out into what it actually wants to be thematically and conceptually. So, and it was sort of a very involved process in that regard. And, as an artist, it used to be to just rock up to the studio, but now, it's better to know how to mix. It's better to know how to set things up. It's better to know, I sort of had to learn a lot of processes and... over that time, and it taught me a lot too, so it was sort of a really cool project for me. Yeah,
in hindsight, are you kind of glad you slogged it out, learned all the things?
I definitely was. There were, there would be like a whole year there was essentially ready, and if you actually look at the back of the LP, it says it's got Albert River 2022, because the LP was actually ready in 2022. So that's kind of me just not feeling ready for 2 years.
Oh my God. Oh yeah. My God. Wow. That is That's a powerful insight into the mind behind releasing music. So yeah, you put this out, but it's not your first music. It's your first music is Albert River, I believe.
Yeah. Yes.
So is it safe to say it's a wholly kind of new departure from what you knew previously in music?
Yeah, well, I was doing Aura, and I did 4 records with Aura.
How was it 4? Gosh.
Yeah, I actually started it, Anima Rising came out in 2012. And, yeah, I had a whole bunch of other records. So, yeah, and I think, again, it was just that the particular record was very personal.
Mm.
And I didn't really, yeah, I wanted to sort of make sure that I put my name there. I think that was kind of the impetus for that, was just making sure that the mask was off a little bit. Because Aura, the name Aura was sort of about, you know, what surrounds us. And this this was just like, what is me kind of thing. So it was slightly different. And I mean, there's nothing much more to it than that. But I've been doing music a long time, but this is the first Albert River record, yeah.
Wow. First of all, I mean, thank you for kind of doing this. You know, it's not easy to expose yourself like that. and it's very much to be admired. Now, have you performed much of this music live in front of audiences? Is that something you're going to do? Is that something you're going to wholeheartedly avoid?
Well, I wonder if there's a middle way there, but I think up until now I have been quite shy, you know, because I've always done quite sensitive music and stuff, and when I was coming up, it was pretty harsh, you know. I mean, like in the bars and stuff, I've had some pretty toxic experiences, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure. Unfortunately, yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, it's fine because I get it. Like, people want the beats and they want some, you know what I mean. Like, I get it. But it just sort of made me a bit afraid, you know what I mean, at times of sort of sharing and things. So I've got a show coming up, Bogle Morn Hall, which is actually, you know, it's a bowling club, you know what I mean? So it's kind of quite chill.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it's just going to be a case of just playing the shows that I want to. Like, I did a show at Twin River Bookstore, which is just a small bookstore. So I just tend to play very small things every once in a while. I'll kind of venture to keep trying to do that, but yeah, at the moment, just sort of trying to just do the very first show live just to sort of get that off, and then maybe I can feel more confident after that.
Yeah, yeah, it's the first steps, you know, always the hardest to take.
Well, yeah, but I love performing live, and someone like Vera has taught me a lot, because Vera's live performances are so amazing.
Yeah, so, yeah. Oh, yeah. Good. Surround yourself by talented people, and eventually you just absorb that talent by osmosis.
Yeah.
Well, rest assured, I think for anyone who does, if they're lucky enough to hear this music live, I think they'll truly really benefit from it, because it's beautiful music, and you should be so proud of yourself. Albert, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you. Yeah.
I guess the big question is, if people want to kind of keep up to date with you and what you're doing, or listen to your music, or sit there anticipating more music, where can they kind of do all that?
Right. It is up on Spotify.
Lovely.
Bandcamp is, you know, I love Bandcamp.
Use Bandcamp, please.
Yeah, use Bandcamp. You know, it's actually really great. Like, if you get to know it as a program, it's actually good. And, particularly for finding stuff. And, and YouTube, I've got stuff, so it's just Albert River Music on YouTube, and there's a video there for Send My Love, Deathbed and Rungs, And just generally, I think, listen to the album as a whole. And, you know, it's in solitude. It's sort of, it's there over the long haul for moments where, you know, life might not be going that well. I mean, I had a situation with, you know, I nearly lost my mother. And, you know what I mean? It was kind of things like that where those moments where you just need a kind of music that it's just there for you in that way. And I was sort of trying to create something that emotionally could do that for me. So that, you know what I mean? So there's no rush. You don't have to rush to it or anything. I'm not like, I need lots of likes and everything. I'm just more like, it's here now, it's a resource.
You know? Oh, you're a darling. You're so lovely. Everyone, go listen to his music. It's amazing. Albert, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Have a fantastic day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you very much.